Today is Monday, April 29th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. It's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. You pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or even towards a future rent payment. Earn points on paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. We're starting the week with the latest on the diplomatic front with regards to Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia this week for more ceasefire and hostage negotiations, as President Biden reportedly spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for an hour yesterday about the prospects of reaching a deal, while warning him again against scaling their assault on Rafah. The Israeli military has already started calling up reserve soldiers for an invasion, but officials said that a quickly negotiated agreement could prevent it. I'll add that the temperature topped 100 degrees in Gaza twice last week. The pressure is on all around, and nowhere is that more apparent than on college campuses, where there have been over 800 arrests, as of this recording, of pro-Palestinian student protesters throughout the past week. The core message of the encampment protests, which has spread to dozens of universities throughout the country, is to stand against America's military support of Israel's Gaza operation, as well as get their schools to divest their endowments from companies that profit from the war. On some campuses, the peaceful protests have devolved into violent altercations, as well as clear footage and evidence of anti-Semitic treatment of Jewish students. Largely as a response to this situation, the House of Representatives is set to vote this week on bipartisan legislation called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. The bill would require the Department of Education to use the definition of anti-Semitism that's set forth by the Holocaust Remembrance Alliance when they enforce federal statutes that prohibit discrimination against students. This definition classifies as anti-Semitism when someone denies the Jewish people their right to self-determination, i.e. Zionism, and drawing comparisons of Israeli contemporary policy to that of the Nazis. Although the bill is likely to pass in the House and has 14 Democratic co-sponsors, it faces some opposition from within the Democratic Party on the basis of what it defines as anti-Semitism. I'm curious who they propose should be defining anti-Semitism, if not the Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. For this weekend's scary weather report, there were over 100 tornadoes and severe storms that tore through Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Texas, affecting over 30 million people and leading to the deaths of at least 4 people and over 100 people injured in Oklahoma. The tornadoes were followed by severe weather, including hail, floods, and extreme winds, and hundreds of homes and buildings have been destroyed or sustained significant damage. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed an executive order declaring a disaster emergency yesterday that covers 12 counties and will expedite relief for the next 30 days. For our final story, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis reportedly had a private meeting yesterday morning in Miami. What could have been worth defendant Donald leaving Mar-a-Lago on one of his few days off from his new 9-to-5 job in New York? According to sources who spoke to the Washington Post, Donald's handlers wanted Ronald to tap his donor network to raise money for the November election. In their first interaction since DeSantis dropped out of the Republican primary in January, they met for several hours. I'm sure that was fun. And DeSantis reportedly agreed to help Trump raise money from his affluent donor base. What a shocker. I'll add that people close to DeSantis have told reporters that he is interested in running for president again in 2028. If he wants to have that chance, though, he should probably consider sending his donor list to President Biden instead. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner, Built. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. Pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. I use Built and I can vouch that it is great. You get lots of points for doing something that you would be doing anyway, and you can get airline status without actually having to fly on the airlines. So go get those points and earn them by paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.